And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to his thing. I'm Kevin Austin. She's
that chick, Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that button. Oh, 2025. Welcome back. Main bonus happening on a Monday. Patreon, I know I forgot to tell y'all, man, I got a lot going on. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Church announcement, successful failure is a New York Times best seller. I can't believe it. Angel called it.
Always.
Tab called it.
Come on.
Lissa told me.
Yeah.
Black women in my life believed in me. Josh ain't told me nothing. Gunna ain't say no. Gunna ain't. Josh ain't say no bankroll or thug. No, but my people around me believed in me. It was a blessing. Josh was out here doing his part, shooting his videos and taking the pictures. Lissa told me to switch up the marketing, and the people around me was like, "Kev, go for it. You can do it." And I think I was the only one who didn't believe.
Undefeated.
I accepted it. I accepted failure on a book called Successful Failure. When the publisher called me, I was like, "What?" Because I was in the same category as Kamala Harris.
You know, there's enough spots for both of y'all.
Come on.
Come on.
Liz!
Come on.
Liz fell? I thought that was Will.
No, Will already on the
ground. Will lives on the ground now, man.
He might be safer there.
Definitely. Not with me posted up over here.
Throwing the fastballs at the basketball hoop. Anyway, very grateful to everybody who supported, all my friends, all the Patreon, all the people who bought, posted, shared, clicked, came to the meet and greets, bought the audio book and the regular book, bought a signed copy. I don't think y'all understand that I do understand that the Patreon, the stage crew, the Kev on Stage supporters, the Here's the Thing watchers, every facet of all y'all really make all this possible. It's my greatest asset, really, to everything I do.
Yes.
I'd be like, I got my audience. I could tell them, and they click it and they clack. They was at the Bald Brothers shows all week. Mm-hmm. Dallas, mm-hmm. Houston, Atlanta. Atlanta sold out. Me and Angel put up a sold out board at the Roxy. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's up there now. I don't know if you saw the video.
No!
It's hung in the rafters.
I posted it. Let me show you.
Kevin! You serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know what you meant.
Yeah, they got it. This is in my store, but I made a video. That's ours.
Oh, get out!
It's sold out. Everybody don't have that sold out.
I want that's that picture. That's our name, and that's our show.
There's a lot of names on there without that sold out sticker
on
it.
I ain't no name, no names. But I'm just saying.
We had a
me and Angel done put a board. We done put a thing on the board. Me and Tony put a thing on the board too. So
it's on the board twice.
It's a blessing with my name on it. So I'm very grateful to y'all. Also, Fuse, Kev on Stage Studios. The old content is on Fuse. If it's not on there, it'll be on there by Christmas. We're rolling it out in phases. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff to start off, including workplace comedy on Fuse. Fuse is $2.99.
Oh, wow.
And somebody said it's included if you have, okay, depending on your cable provider, it might be included in Prime or something. I saw the comment, but I couldn't find it. But Workplace Comedy, Crafts and Cocktails is up there.
I didn't even realize Crafts and Cocktails was up there.
Yeah, it's up there.
I mean, I saw in the this is what's happening. I did not know that was the case, because is it not on What's His Face no more? Is it finally done over there, or is it just on both places?
It's on both places. You talking about Tommy and Cody?
What?
You talking about Black Love?
Yeah. They put it on someplace.
Yep.
What was the place they put it on? My people saw it. They said, Angel, why you didn't tell me that you were over there? I said, I am, huh? My thing is on two places. Come on.
So please keep that Fuse. If you only can, listen, if you can have it, obviously, the longer you can have it, the better it is for us to have a chance. But if you can just download, if you can't do nothing else,
freebie,
and you don't even have a dime, during the free trial, watch Workplace Comedy. If you can't do nothing else, download it, sign up, watch Workplace Comedy. We trying to be singularly focused. Amen? And I understand times is hard. That's what I'm saying. If you only got a week and one email, turn it on, let Workplace Comedy run. And that'll be very helpful to us. Shout out to y'all. Angel, what you got going? Oh, Ball Brothers, by the way, is doing amazing. People are asking what happened to the Dallas show. I'll just say, wait till you see the full thing. But Dallas got some freaks.
What is y'all bringing out the freaky people?
We not bringing out the freaks.
I am a man of God. Why are you bringing out all these freaks?
I'm a man of God.
You're a man of God.
But the freaks was already in Dallas, down to the Polynesians. There's all kind of stuff going down in Dallas. I can't wait for y'all to be able to watch it. More announcements on that coming soon. But Dallas, boy, y'all got some sex going on. Dallas and Nashville. We thought Nashville had some sex going on. Yeah, we had to change the questions after Dallas. We said we got to switch it up.
No, I don't want you to give it away. But are they just pulling out their penises, tits? What's going on?
Whoa.
No. You said freaks.
No, it's more. They ain't pulling out the penises, the tits.
I was like, what's happening?
Atlanta, they was not nearly as freaky, but they had some stuff going down in Atlanta, too.
You and Tony are encouraging this behavior.
Hey, man, it's going crazy. Dallas sexist. Angel, okay, what's going on in your life?
All right, we got another Mocha Masterclass. I had mentioned this before, and you all showed up and showed out. We did two classes. This class is going to be about mental health for moms. It's a real strategy to help y'all from losing y'all's mind. So if you're like, ooh, I would love to be able to get advice from a therapist on how not to lose my mind and not have to pay a whole bunch of money, you can go to the link in my bio on Instagram. Class is $20. It'll be up for 30 days. And get your mind right so that you can make it through the year, because the United States might not be here by the end of the year. No, but that's what it feels like. That's why you need this class, because what is going on in the world?
This is why me and Angel try to bring the humor on the once a week tip for everybody and twice a week for Patreon, because it often feels like, man, we kind of do the end times, ain't it?
Listen, I was talking about Hollywood going crazy right now, like as far as in like
the AI.
Everything. AI is a part of
Sora.
It.
Sora. Sora app. Mm-hmm. I saw a video of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X together.
I saw Martin Luther King DJing, and I don't believe what they did to your daddy.
And they do the worst things to him. But Hollywood is going crazy. The business is not really looking like anything that makes sense. Had a conversation about that. I said, but you know what? They're bigger fish to fry, because what is going on in this country as a whole? The industry is one thing, but then the country as a whole.
What the hell is going on?
What the helly?
You know that meme, that gif of Donald Glover walking into the room with the pizza and it's on fire?
Yeah.
That's, you know, do you know?
I think so.
You don't know?
I don't know. I'm so tired. I was like, yeah, I think so. No, I don't know.
This one. You never seen that? I want you to get on the internet sometimes.
I thought the pizzas were going to be on fire. I was like, I think that looks like, I can imagine it. I know it.
That's I've what seen waking it up in America feels like. It's a new thing every day. Some person's house, some judge house got set on fire over the weekend. And apparently she said something to Trump. She blocked something. And I was just
they set her house on fire. It's insane.
Yeah, man. And here we are just singing gospel music.
Yeah. Put your name on it. Listen. It is insane. So Bert's heads are falling off. That's where I feel like we are. Our pets' heads are falling off. That's where we are.
It was so frustrating. Yeah. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Oh, that is where
that's
we are.
That's literally what it feels like. Yes. Man, our pets' heads are falling off, guys.
Do you have a book here?
A book?
One of yours. Is that an actual, does it have words in it or just on the first page?
No, it's words. Give it to me. Joshy has a book, too. I mean, there's one out there.
Okay. Oh, we missed our reading.
I know, because I didn't have the book.
Oh, that's okay. What people were saying, read.
Reading Angel from the book of Successful Failure.
If we could all open our books of Successful Failure to page 95, Bank Fraud would be the chapter. Second paragraph. I knew even before I began working that I'd hate that job. I knew I wasn't going to make a lot of money. I felt stuck. I was just wasting time. It was like knowing I had to turn myself into the authorities for a crime, and while trying to delay my surrender for as long as possible. I needed that morning before prison, so I pretended to not know the way to the office and went to another branch. I watched as they called my job to get the right directions. Once I'd assured them that I was now on the right path, I stopped at Starbucks before going into work. Looking back, I'm sure they knew I wasn't lost. I hope you all enjoyed today's reading, and we'll be back next week.
May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his most holy word, not this book. That just reminded me of that. All right, let's kick it off with the number one most requested topic. Of course, this happened, I believe, the instant we locked the door here, as things often happen.
They're like, Lord knows what's going to happen.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to shoot you.
And Nicki Minaj, in quite possibly the most vile rap beef that doesn't include gunplay, panned out over the last week. From what I can deduce, obviously Cardi and Nicki have not liked each other for many years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what happened, but sources say it stems from, I guess, Cardi not wanting to kiss the ring of Nicki. I don't know. I don't even pretend to know. I don't even know why they don't like each other. And I'm not going down to the blogs to find out. But what it seems like this most recent one generated was, I don't know if Cardi Cardi said she was going to outsell Nicki, but she didn't outsell Nicki. And it was something like 28,000. It seemed like Nicki outsold Cardi by like 28,000. Mm-hmm. Something about motorsport. Yes, you're right. Seeing Nicole coffee breaks. And what was new, usually it's just attack, Cardi stands versus Nicki stands, or Barty gang versus the Barbs. No. But then the children were involved.
I know.
Sister Minaj, from what I see in First Strike, was called Cardi's baby culture ugly. Okay. Now, I've been around rap beef for a long time. The rappers are usually involved. The surrounding adults are usually involved. You know, Tupac, I smashed your wife. Mobb Deep, you know, F your whole crew, this and that. Understood. Even in the mob, they're like, kids and family, kids is off limits.
I feel like kids be in there a lot.
In the mob?
Not in the mob. Not children. In rap beef.
Not babies, Angel.
Who? Then Jay-Z said that he F Nas's girlfriend on the car seat. To me,
that's indirect kids.
That's kids.
That is indirect.
The car seat happened. I think the car seat was probably already in the back seat.
Car seat is just, that's more of a logistical description.
No, that definitely felt like shooting, but this like curving the bullet.
No, I saw your baby's face. Your baby ugly. That's a little different. That was indirect kids. I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. This was direct. Your child is ugly. And then Cardi gave a warning. Don't say nothing else about my kids. Sister Minaj did not agree to stop. And then Cardi, here's what I want to say. Yeah. Cardi, I'm upset with her because she made me laugh at things that are not funny.
Oh.
Okay. I shouldn't, but I cannot be held liable for not laughing at funny things.
Mm.
There is no circumstance where a funny thing is said and I don't laugh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And also, I must say, I didn't know these things. So it was exculpatory evidence.
Uh-huh.
But Cardi said that your son's favorite color is 5.
Cardi said your son's favorite color is 5.
And I... You know,
yeah, I'm sure
a chuckle escaped me. I won't say I laughed, but I'll say a chuckle escaped me.
I would have definitely laughed at that.
Because your favorite, I didn't know that. And that I had never seen that sentence written before.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. I've never seen somebody say your son's favorite color is 5.
That's definitely something that would make me go, that was funny.
And as a comic, I can even acknowledge the funniness and later on acknowledge the wrongness.
Right.
She said your son's over there banging spoons. Again. The implication is there without being direct.
Yeah, she's okay. Definitely saying things about her child.
Yeah, and HIPAA, low key. You know, she's saying your son's not well because
never HIPAA.
Yeah, that's a medical
diagnosis.
That's a medical thing that she's doing. Mm-hmm. That's medical.
Is this medical?
Yeah, she's revealing medical.
Medical, you know? Medical.
The funniest thing Cardi B said to me wasn't even directed at Nicki. I mean, it wasn't directed at the baby. It was, why don't you, for the love of God, just go to Chuck E. Cheese? Because apparently there was her son, Nicki's son's birthday, yes. Sister Minaj's son's birthday.
She called him Papa Perk.
That's clever. That's very good.
Cardi B would do wonders on Roast Me. She just had a great set at court.
At court, yeah.
Even she's protect the building big.
Yeah, give her five, man.
Put her up.
If I didn't know, as long as I knew I was safe from Cardi's barbs.
No, you should.
Cardi's.
Cardi's
barbs. I mean, the actual word barb. Well,
barb is.
But no, I know, but I mean like the sharp object barb, not short for Barbies.
But you meant
double entendre.
You meant Nicki's.
No. I'm saying Cardi's barbs. Cardi's barbs at me. I put her, give her a hot five if she weren't going to direct some barbs at me.
But you'd be fine.
It'd be great for if she. If
I
she
can said, take it. Yeah. But what if she went after Zay and Joe?
Well, she only would Monty. Do that if you went after culture.
True.
So she just don't be like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. Cardi B, your kids is ugly. Like, then I think you're fine. I don't think she would do anything to you. But I will say this. It's fall.
It is fall.
You know? And fall's always like a reset, you know, between back to school, busy routines, and shorter days. Finding time to prep and cook and all that stuff can be tough. That's why I love Factor. Their chef-prepped, dietitian-approved meals make it easy to stay on track and enjoy something comforting and delicious. No matter how hectic the season gets, there is more variety and more meals. Choose from a wider selection of weekly meal options, including premium seafood choices like salmon and shrimp at no extra cost. Support your wellness goals. Even more GLP-1 friendly meals are now available in new Mediterranean diet options.
Oh, Mediterranean?
Oh, big man.
Oh, yeah. Packed with protein and good for you fats. Savor global flavors. They've got Asian-inspired meals that are influenced by China. And Thailand and more. From more delicious choices to better nutrition, that's why 97% of customers say that Factor helped them live a healthier life. So feel the difference in no matter how your routine looks. I absolutely love Factor. We used it for about a year. It made my life so much easier, and the boys loved it too. They would go in there and pick out a little shrimp meal, and I'll be like, no, the shrimp are for me. You get something else. Eat smart at factormeals.com/SK50Off.
SK50Off.
And use code SK50Off.
SK50Off.
To get 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. That's code SK50Off. Factormeals.com for 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. Get delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto renewing subscription purchase. Thank you, Factor. But yeah, so this all you're saying stem from Cardi said she would outsell Nicki. Mm-hmm. She didn't outsell Nicki, and Nicki was like, here we go. I'm about to bust you upside your head.
Yes.
I heard she called Cardi's kids that said they look like cockroaches and monkeys.
She did.
Oh, boy.
And now let me ask you this. So, okay, so kid attack from your point, car seat adjacent, right? Kids are brought in.
Yeah.
Kendrick rapping directly to Adonis.
Yeah, talking to the child.
That's kids in, okay? Calling kids roaches and monkeys and making fun of developmental delays.
Metaphorically.
Is there a scale or are they all in the same plane? As a black mother of 5'4" with protective style.
Let me tell you what makes this one so much worse. Where's the beat? Where's the music? So we can't even say this is art and you're getting out. You just high key talking to my face. And in real life, you high key talk to my face and say these things. In real life, we high key fight, you know.
High key.
High key, not low key, high key. So that makes it so much worse, in my opinion.
You got it. So in the booth, would you be okay with that?
No, in the booth, I'm shooting the booth up.
Okay. No, still violence.
But at least I can, at least there's like this, I feel like rap beef is a part of the rap genre. It's not like something that we're foreign to. It's something that we actually, a lot of the people who enjoy hip hop crave, is to hear the, like, I don't want to say anger, but the passion behind two rappers going back and forth, because they usually pull out their best when it comes to that point. So there is something the audience is getting other than just watching a train wreck.
Yes.
This feels just Housewives.
Very much so. I actually agree with that point. Somebody on Patreon said Cardi didn't mention outselling her. So maybe Nicki just felt like you didn't outsell her, so it's my time to take a shot at you.
Well, it's good to know that that didn't even happen. That's crazy. Something wrong with that baby.
Mm. Which one?
We know which one. Not the baby as a child. Yeah. The baby as in the grown woman.
Yeah.
Something is wrong with her.
The thing is, I can't say it was. I definitely wasn't ever a Barb, and I didn't ever download an album. Mm-hmm. But I admired her ability. And like we've said on this podcast many times before, there were a good amount of years, probably no less than 5-7, mm-hmm, where she was
it.
Unopposed.
Right.
On top. Maybe at least 7. I feel like the early 2000s from, I don't know year to year, but like
she was it
for a minute.
There was nobody else that was touching her as far as in popularity, how much she was putting out, and how well she was doing.
Yeah, it was really a moment for life.
Love it, love it. I knew you were setting up something.
That clip of Josh using the turning point and Angel just being like, I missed that joke completely. Angel was like, keep this train on the tracks. We got to head down.
Let's go.
But like, man, from like Monster to Pink Friday, and like her and Safari had some fun stuff. The only thing she really didn't have was like Grammys. I think she was,
insane to me.
Still.
Yeah. That's
to this
insane.
Day, I don't understand how she doesn't have one sense. Grammy.
Yeah.
There's everything about her today can be true. The fact that she doesn't have one Grammy award at all is outrageous to me still.
Dark Twisted Fantasy didn't win any?
That, well...
From an album perspective.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
But
I mean, she still does.
Like, even rap performance of the year, like something like that, you weren't going to win album of the year or rap album of the year, but like performance... She was even on a whole bunch of pop songs.
I know, this is literally was in my
head. Not even best pop, nothing. Mm. That's crazy. Then Cardi won, I believe, rap album. I mean,
she got rap album of the year.
She got rap album of the year, didn't she? Yeah, Invasion of Privacy?
First woman to ever do it, I do believe.
Wait, didn't Lauryn Hill win album of the year. Without winning rap album of the year.
Correct. She won album of the year.
Wow. So I still don't know how that didn't happen for Nicki.
Yeah, it's insane. It does not make
sense. But all the accolades aside, she was unchallenged. I don't even remember anybody else really like near her. Obviously, women were always releasing music. But anyway, or Lauren does have rap albums.
Oh, so she got both? She got both that year?
Let's see.
They said both.
Lauryn Hill rap album. When was that?
2019.
No. Lauryn Hill, you talking about?
Lauryn Hill was 1998.
Yeah.
She won Album of the Year for...
Miseducation of Lauryn
Hill. I'm not seeing it.
I didn't think
what rap album of the year of 1998? Hold on. I hate when it goes AI first. I don't care if the answer's still the same. No. Don't ask me again. Okay, Grammy Award for rap, best rap album. Oh my god, 1998. No.
She didn't get it.
Mm-mm.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I thought she only had
it
one.
It was 1998 was No Way Out.
I was like, there. She got.
Oh, they said R&B album.
Well, that's not what we're talking about.
Oh, I was like,
we said rap album of the year.
Nominated here.
Yeah, that's a completely different category.
Y'all just out here.
That Lauryn Hill's album was classified as R&B. The Miss Education was classified as an R&B album.
Yeah, they could have because she sang on a lot of tracks.
I know that. I didn't realize that was a classification.
But oh, they first said we're in the wrong year, but he's not just searching the year.
Here we
year.
Go. Miss Education, I'm just going to look up Miss Education.
Yeah, let's look up that.
Okay, released in 1998, so it would be 1999 for Grammy.
I thought she was just asking if she won Rap Album of the Year.
Accolades. Accolades.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hold on. This is the Lauryn Hill, her Wikipedia page is crazy. First of all, the fact that was 1998 and it still kind of feels like
it says that they're saying that.
Okay, here we go.
Well, listen, I'm not the one looking it up. I don't know what year he's in.
It came out in August 1998, which means it would have been the 1999.
Right. I thought Grammy. You were just asking the ChatGPT or thing. Was she won?
No, I didn't. I'm not doing that. I'm trying to read.
Let me see here. What Grammys?
Just you asking chat?
Google Lauryn Hill won. She won Best R&B Album.
Best R&B Album and Album of the Year.
Yes, so she has never won Best Rap Album.
She won 5 awards. Album of the Year, Best R&B Album, Best R&B Song, Best Female R&B Vocal Performance, and Best New Artist.
So that is what I'm saying again.
And that's what I'm saying about Nicki. She couldn't even give, like, Best Vocal Performance for one of those? Anyway, be that as it may, I agree with you, actually, Angel. I think either Settle in the Booth or The Ring... Once the baby's born, after the Faha goes on, line them up. Because I kind of had it. Okay. One thing I admire about Kendrick and Drake, Jay-Z and Nas. Well, Jay-Z and Nas didn't have Twitter that I know of. Kendrick didn't tweet no words that were not previously recorded. And Drake also, he threw a little shots on Instagram, but mostly he got in that booth. I don't think he won, but I respect him for getting in that booth. When Pusha T went at him, he didn't get in that booth.
Right.
You got to get in the booth. This is part of how the game is played. Get in that booth, get in that ring, or hush. Moving on. Angel, you're a black mother.
I am.
It's Aisha Kerr and wife.
When?
You've been married almost 20, ain't it? 19 or 18?
My God.
17? You've been married to that man, that Big Amar.
Let me find him, because I don't
Big Amar?
Know. Big Amar. He was in that doggone Jack and Jill thing, staying up all night, looking more like Amar than he ever looked like himself.
Listen, he stayed up until 9 a.m. I think he got to go to bed at 9 a.m. Making couldn't sure
them
it. Kids
them
were.
Them kids have been hunching if you let them. Y'all better all not right. get nobody pregnant. Y'all all be jacking right, and y'all. Jilling, all right? Aisha Curry blew up the internet with this clip from a larger interview. I can't find the large interview, didn't have time to listen to it, so we're gonna judge the
friend
clip
of the pod, friend of the pod.
For sure.
Did you always knew you wanted a big family?
No. I just want to pause this,
so
I don't know who the interviewer is.
I
her voice makes
but
me
did you always knew you wanted a big family?
She knew she had to get one of those words in. She didn't know which one to use together.
Did
though.
You always knew you wanted a big family, baby girl?
From the top, that was a little stroke.
I gotta let you know, it's like chalk
on the
nails on a chalkboard.
Her whole voice, she hits certain words really hard. You'll hear this interview. Go ahead, play the game.
This is called her daddy. Oh, I didn't know
it's
that.
It's a white girl?
Yeah Alexis.
With the two big.
Yes. See?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Two big what?
Four Seats. Kids. Did you always knew you wanted a big family? Oh, no. So.
I just got the deal.
I didn't want kids. I didn't want to get married. I thought I was going to be career girl and that's it. And I had my eyes set on my goals and I was never the little girl that like dreamt about the wedding dress and all of that. And then it happened so early in my life. So it's like, it's one of those things like you don't know what you actually don't know what you want. It's so hard also to be the woman in a situation where you're like, men just don't get as much scrutiny. Like, they can maybe tell him, like, your fucking shots suck tonight. But, like, the looks and all of that is just, like, not a factor of conversation as much.
No.
Did you talk to Steph about it? Like, or did you kind of keep it within yourself so it didn't?
I do not have a bone in my body that can keep anything to myself. So if it comes to mind, it's coming out. And he's so gracious. Like, he tries to resonate with me, but he just can't. And he also comes from a place of, like, it's effing stupid. Like, it's not true, so why are you? And I'm like, but wait, like, listen to how it makes me feel. And he's like, but why does it make you feel like that? It's not real. After we got married, we found out we were pregnant with our daughter so quickly. I didn't even have time to think about what I wanted anymore. It's so interesting. I spent my entire life, like, trying to work towards something, and then it kind of just disappeared, and I didn't think twice about it. But after my daughter turned one, I remember there being a shift and being like, I have goals for myself. Like, this doesn't feel right. I love being a mom, but I love doing other things too, and I need to get my shit together and figure out what that looks like for myself now.
If I have a career and I'm not home, like, did you experience that?
I still experience that. I still experience that. I'm almost, like, I'm always in therapy talking about this. If you lose all of those things that were interesting about you, even for yourself, like, even the things that made me feel confident and cool, then what are you doing?
I just want to say real quick, Angel, before I hear your thoughts as a Black woman who's married, who was also chasing her dreams. Rolling Stone labeled this woman, Alex Cooper, as the new generation's Barbara Walters.
Absolutely.
For frequently enlisting high-profile Hollywood talent and influential individuals in American pop culture to be the guest on her podcast. She was, in 2023, named to Time 100's Next List. So just let you know who you're dealing with. This isn't no run-of-the-mill person. This is the new Barbara Walters. The new B-dubs, not Buffalo Wild Wings.
She had a bag, too.
But Kevin, when did you know that you would get a New York Times bestseller? Because people could tell you, like, you did a fucking good job. But, like, when did you know that this was the book that was going to be so successful and not a failure? When did you know, Kevin?
That vocal fry is crazy.
Their voices be getting to me so bad. And when I kept hearing her punch them words, and because she's doing vocal fry, her voice is coming from so low. And so she's got a louder power by the time she gets to the front of her mouth. Like, when he told you, that type of stuff. Oh, white women. Oh, I love y'all. I love y'all. So, you know what? Like people said, I think people love to... Well, first of all, again, people aren't well and they're dumb. So, when we start with that as a baseline, people love to misunderstand folk and love to infer whatever they want to in what she said.
Yes.
She said, I thought I was going to be a business girly, and that's what I was going to do. And they're like, look at her. She's so unhappy.
The framing of this tweet, Aisha Curry reveals she never wanted kids, had her own career goals, and Steph doesn't understand her. Not exactly what she said. Not exactly.
No.
And I started seeing she's ungrateful before I even found this. How things often happen for me on the internet. I start seeing the framing before you even know the source. So I was like, what Aisha done did now? I feel like I cut you off. Go ahead, Angel.
You did, but it's okay. Because I tie. But what I was going to say is that people do love to take her words, twist them, but I also more so people are comparing what they would love in life. in putting that on her. They're like, girl, you get to be over here rich and light-skinned, okay? And you ain't got to do much but just birth some other light-skinned babies that look just like y'all. How could you dare say you wanted something else in life besides that? And how could you be upset that he don't understand you? If my man was that rich, that nigga wouldn't have to talk to me. He wouldn't even have to acknowledge me in the room because I'm rich. Like, he could be a deadbeat and I would be happy because I am rich. And I think that is what people are like putting on her. Like, how could you not be happy? You are rich. And that is what it is. Look at you. You trying so hard.
No, I'm listening.
I know, but
I'm not even being a jerk about it.
I don't think you are, but I know you also would typically talk to me.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn. If you would just go in the kitchen and let me talk, it'd be fine. But I have to let you talk because this is like a woman's issue thing.
It's a guy issue too. It is.
Women's issues. Oh, no.
It is. Go ahead, Kevin.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Honestly, more than being right about this, that is, I think, a central tenet to what a lot of people are frustrated on the internet. Mm-hmm. What I would do if I were you. And if you take, times are hard across the land in America. And if you are having a hard time and you know, I don't know exactly how much money Steph Curry has, but it's more than the majority of the world. People feel like their life would be easier if I had hundreds of millions of dollars.
In a lot of ways it would be. They're not even wrong about that.
1,000%. So for you to have it and not be, I mean, wistfully jumping through the meadows.
Yes.
And, you know, Steph is handsome, physically fit. You've got healthy kids for all we know. What else do you want? A career? You don't want motherhood? How? Why? Give it to me.
Right. Yes. And I want it too. I want it. I can understand why people would be confused on, girl, everything you should say, it should be a rainbow that comes out of your mouth every time you speak. Butterflies should be flying out of your eyeballs because look at the life that you get to live. I understand why there's no empathy for her because nobody wants to hear the rich complain, to be honest.
About anything.
Yeah, and I get it. It'd be like, shut the fuck up. Like, shut it up. Okay, life might not be good for you. Take it to the chest and shut up. However, this is an interview that she was asked the question on, and I think this was a part of her book. So I get
the book come out?
No, I feel like she's had a book, but it was.
Oh, this was in her book.
Yeah, I think because I feel like this is contextually the girl was pulling from something else.
Okay, got it.
You know what I'm saying? It might have been like an interview that she did before or something. Or, but so while I don't agree with how people feel as though they can tell someone how they could feel about their life, I do understand why people are like, you've lost your mind. But y'all don't got to say that. Just think that in your head. Like what I would do. Because you're not in that position. You won't be in that position.
I'll help you find it.
I'll help you find it. You're not going to be in that position. I do not think half of us that would be like, girl, what is you talking about? Mm-hmm. That are her age are about to marry a basketball player that is a Steph Curry. So we're going to be with who we with or not with anybody at all. And that still does not equate to her life. But yeah, rich people. Yeah, we don't want to hear a rich black woman who did not have to make the money that we're looking at because she does make her own money.
Absolutely.
She has her own books. She has her own content that she makes.
TV show.
But we're more so looking at the money that he brings in. They're like, you're not even the one that's having to make that money. Mm-hmm. How are you not somewhere just living in paradise? But she never said she was unhappy. She was just saying the journey that got her to here. Her journey was, I was not trying to be on this journey. But I had that good sex and ended up pregnant. And people like, you jackass. How could you even mention your journey, you dummy? You're supposed to always want it. Because they're like, I've wanted it and why didn't I get it? How could you not want it and you got it?
And therefore, and there you go.
Also, people's wants change.
Absolutely.
Josh sounds a little too much like Nuance.
You're right.
You introduce a Nuance to the internet.
Crucify me.
But she should be able to tell her journey and tell her truth.
After this.
you have more thoughts after mm-hmm. we talk about Policy Genius.
Yes.
You know, guys, you know, everything costs a lot right now, and it won't stop costing a lot. You know how people were complaining about them eggs being expensive? Guess what? They still are. And so is gas. I got here on fumes because I said I can't even chance giving people money right now for gas. But listen, Policy Genius is here to make finding and buying life insurance fast, easy, and surprisingly affordable, because we need everything affordable right now. So if something happens to you, your loved ones have a financial safety net. See if Policy Genius can help you find 20-year life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. I absolutely love that I use Policy Genius. Let me tell you why. Because at one point in time, I was like, I'm not getting life insurance. My kids will have to figure it out if I do. I was like, one of my sisters going to have to take them in. Whatever life they get from that is going to have to be fine. Truly. And I didn't feel bad about it. I was just like, they got people that'll love them. Their life is just going to look different. I'm dead. So, like, if life is already bad, what's going to make it better? Then I realized, ooh, okay, if I'm gone, I at least don't want their life to be shaken up to the point that they lose everything. And so that's why I was like, let me get this insurance. And Policy Genius made it so much easier for me and really made me feel comfortable and safe in the choices I was making about Policy Genius in getting my insurance through them. Policy Genius helps you compare your options by getting you quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks and find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Talk to a team of licensed agents who will walk you through the process step by step. They answer questions, handle paperwork, and advocate for you through the process. Policy Genius lays out your options clearly. Coverage amounts, prices, terms, no guesswork, just clarity. Life insurance is a form of financial planning, and Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Policy Genius has thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot for customers who found the best policy fit for their needs. Secure your family's future with Policy Genius. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare life insurance quotes from top companies and see how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. Okay, go ahead. I want to hear your thoughts, boo. Come on.
So one thing I can say, I'm married to a woman who is more similar to Aisha Curry than she is to a lot of other people.
I literally thought of Melissa when Aisha started talking.
So similar. Melissa, one... From birth, her dad instilled in her, do not depend on no man. Mm. You need to make your own money. You need to bring something to the table. No man should be taking care of you. Mm-hmm. You can be in a partnership with a man, but do not like give your life over to a man. Melissa had dreams of, we talk about this all the time, especially when we were younger. She was like, I was going to be a lawyer. I was going to be working in New York. I was going to be wearing a pencil skirt. I was going to have my briefcase. I was going to have my heels. I'm walking down Madison Avenue, right? And I think she didn't necessarily dream of my, you know, the American dream for women, this is what your dream is, and we're going to tell you what it is. Uh-huh. You're going to find a man. You're going to get married. You're going to birth him some kids. You're going to take care of the home, and he's going to take care of you. You're going to get your little picket fence. You're going to rear these children. Right. You're going to be a good mom and a good wife, and you're going to be happy about it. You're going to go down to the shore, whatever that means for you in your town, and that's it. You're not going to dream of owning a business. You're not going to dream of going to the military. Your dream should be marriage and kids first.
Yeah.
And we're frustrated that you have to work, because back in the day, in the 40s and 30s and 50s, you didn't have a choice for the most part.
Right.
You got married to that man, or your life sucked. And Melissa, we've had these conversations all the time. She always had her own thing going. She worked, we both worked, but she worked prior to being working age. She had a paper route. She babysat. Then when she was of legal working age, she worked at KFC. She worked in college, a work study. She worked in the summers at the bank. She always had a job. Even when I went on tour 2018, we went on tour. She still kept a job. Actually, both did. I worked at All Def, and she worked at the aerospace place. And right now, to this day, she still be saying, I have to do something. I'm not just finna sit at home. And she does also cook and clean, do the marital or the homemaker type stuff. Mm-hmm. But her idea of a fulfilling life isn't to just reap the benefits right. of our life. And you can't put your fulfilling life on somebody else's fulfilling life. Mm-hmm. Right. And also, Aisha, like Steph, is married to a man who is doing what they want to do and chasing their dreams in the way they envision them. So
this is 30th season, right? Not 30th season.
I think he's like 17.
17.
Yeah. 16 or 17. So I get to get up and do what I want to do for every day. And she's just expected to do what I want to do. And this wasn't what she signed up for. And you can't make me be happy with something I didn't plan on. I had a different version. All she said is I had a different vision for my life.
And she didn't say she was unhappy.
Well, Angel, do you know how the internet goes? If you didn't say I am happy with everything.
Stop the clip right there. I got what I need.
Yes. I got enough to frame how I want to frame this. Yes. You shouldn't just be happy. You should be ecstatic. You should kiss the ground Steph walks on. You're rich. And here's another thing. Newsflash, buddy. Money don't make people happy all the time. We were talking to Tony about this. Me and Josh and Tony was walking in the street in Houston. Mm-hmm. And we was asking him if he would be a Smoothie King ambassador, because he doesn't like Smoothie King. He just posted this video. And Tony be like, no. I was like, Tony, they gave you $100 million. You just got to say Smoothie King is the best. He'd be like, can't do it. That man is not driven by money. He's driven on principle. If the principle makes sense to him, it makes sense. If it don't, it don't.
I was going to just talk, say woman. Real quick that money does buy you happiness up to 75K. And then it plateaus.
What do you mean 75K?
Like money influences happiness, but only up to $7,500. So going from having no money.
7,500 or 1,000?
1,000, sorry. 75. So starting from no money, mm-hmm. your happiness does increase until around $75,000. Then it plateaus. Mm. I think my plateau was higher. Definitely higher. I've definitely felt more happiness after 75K. So there is a correlation to money and happiness in a lot of ways, but it does not, it cannot sustain it. And it is not the only indicator. And I think people who are struggling financially or feel the strain of money, that feels like a source of unhappiness to them.
1,000%.
So they're like, well, if you plop money on it, that source of unhappiness is now gone.
And they're not wrong.
Exactly.
They're not wrong, because it's hard to be happy when you're hungry, when the light bills is going off, you can't do what you want to do. I get all that. Mm-hmm. Celebrities often, Will Smith said that, people told him to shut up and let me be the judge of that. He said he realized that money didn't buy happiness once he had enough to do anything and he found out he wasn't happy.
Yeah, I need to get there.
Most people feel like that. Let me give it to me.
Then, yeah, let me manage it.
Let a little me bit. Have what you have. But I do find it interesting that so many celebrities with endless money, they ain't enough drugs, there ain't enough sex, there ain't enough cars, there ain't enough nothing. They still end up unhappy, depressed, overdosing, whatever.
Because they're chasing.
Because they're unfulfilled. Mm-hmm. The money can fill a lot of human needs right. and things, but if you're not filled from the inside, amen. Then you
can't. You make me clean.
Hey,
come on!
But if you're not filled, then it doesn't matter. I am not on the same scale, but by all accounts, when I lived in Washington, Melissa had a good job at Boeing. I had a good job at Boeing. The boys were happy, healthy, and safe in a private school. We owned a home, two cars,
security.
I was the most sad I had ever been, and I had been broker than that, and much happier than that, and. Only thing worse than being unfulfilled is people making me feel like I should be fulfilled. Uh-huh. Like, you should be happy. You got that job at Boeing. You got a good job. Why you ain't happy? Because I don't want to do this. Yeah. And they could pay me $200,000 or $300,000 and I'd buy a nicer car or a nicer house. But I might drive to that job that I hate, still sitting there. What was going to change about those 8 hours? You telling me I should be happy is that's never going to make you feel a way.
Right. And what I also think is interesting that I feel like people can ignore sometimes is that there's only so many things to do in life. Mm. And then it becomes a variation of the thing that you've already done.
That's good.
You have given me words for something I've been trying to say that for a while and I can't.
I realized that I want to say 2 years ago, maybe, or was it last year? I was like, I mean, but what else is there? we're seeing places like travel. Like travel is fun, but like travel is travel.
Privilege.
Yeah.
100%.
100% privilege.
Clip this, privilege.
When I went to the Bahamas this one time, and I had been to Hawaii and I'd been to Jamaica, and I said, you know what? A beach is a very nice beach. The water can't get more blue. Sometimes you're like, man, this is really clear. But for all intents and purposes, Hawaii, Bahamas, Jamaica, beach. A steakhouse is a steakhouse.
A nice hotel is a nice hotel.
I love it.
Yeah, we're not saying we want to go back to bad hotels, but eventually you're like,
there's a limit to. At the end of the day, you sleep. You know, a hole's a hole's a hole. Exactly. You can have great sex and bad sex, but it's like I can fly Spirit, which I've done. I can fly 37B. I can fly first class. I can fly Emirates.
Lufthansa,
greatest airline ever to me. Private.
Amen. Dang.
So the whole point is that eventually, with the money, with the experiences, there has to be something inside of you that is like propelling you. It can't be, because eventually the experiences do start to, I don't want to say they merge, but there is a thing of, this is just a little bit of a variation of what I've already done. Yeah. So if there's not like an actual purpose that's pushing or pulling you forward, it's going to be hard to sustain just being happy because you have access to these experiences.
Somebody said Myrtle Beach in Hawaii is the same. I've been to Myrtle Beach. I did not name that one for a reason. Same thing at Ocean Shores in Washington. But my point is, if it wasn't clear, the nicest of the nice doesn't feel that different from other.
I understand wanting to go experience it. So this is not me saying you guys experiencing nice things is boring. No, some of the repeats are fantastic, but eventually I do believe you get to a point. Like, for instance, I have not experienced a vacation on a yacht where we're like, let's go to, what is it called?
Ibiza.
We're going to get on a yacht, go to Ibiza, sail, have a full staff that is catering to us. The weather's great. There are a bunch of people coming and going. Ooh, I'm sure I would think that was great.
Yes.
The third or fourth time, maybe the fifth time of doing that, I'd be like, in different places, I'd be like, oh, well, this is something. This was something.
Yes.
All right. So that's what I'm saying. While there are things that I haven't experienced, there are things that our listeners have not experienced that would still be dope because we haven't experienced them. But if I think about a rich person that has probably experienced all of those, the shininess I can believe could wear off.
I remember to that point, Angel, the first time I was allowed into a Delta Sky Lounge.
Come on,
Angel.
My God,
I felt like I, and this is no funny stuff. This is our first tour.
Yes.
It wasn't even at the beginning. I felt like, first of all, as a non-lounger, this is part of the airport I didn't even really like notice before.
I didn't know it existed.
That's what I'm saying. You don't even know it's there.
I was like, I never paid it. For the majority of my life, I go through security. I find my gate. I go to my gate. I see the word airline lounges, but that is like, boy, that don't got nothing to do with old Kev. I don't know how you get in there. I've seen some people going and coming. That ain't got nothing to do with me. When I go inside the Sky Lounge, the first time, that champagne was the most champagne-y champagne. Mimosa. When I found out that you could drink for free, that food was the foodiest food I could ever food. I couldn't believe.
That was Michelin star.
Joshua could not believe this was free. When I tell you, when I go into that lounge now, them eggs is hotel eggs.
I get
they're all the way back down to their eggs. Mm. I just realized I don't like eggs come in a carton. If it don't crack, It's whack.
It's of whack. Course.
I don't
you
make.
You just now un- don't no, that no. about yourself?
The first time at the Skyline, I said, whoa, these eggs is dry. Yeah. These eggs is Goody McGooderson. Boy, if they come in a milk carton, I don't like eggs now. They ain't really eggy. That's just yellow paper mache to me.
Yeah, it is. It's the yellow foam, mattress foam.
Right. And low key, like, so all I'm saying is, and again, privilege speaking. I do understand that you can live a life that's unfulfilling and people would be fulfilled with your life. And those both things could be true. A lot of people, if they could trade places with Aisha Curry, they would, and they would be happy.
At least
and if
at
she
first.
Could trade places, yeah. And maybe for all. And if she could trade places with them, she also could be happy. Or in the moment she said it. Again, yeah. She did not say she was unhappy. She just said it was an adjustment. Blase. All right.
In her dreams. But listen, sometimes people don't have the money or the credit to live out their dreams. So let's talk about how you can get your credit looking like something and why credit matters. Credit matters because a lot of things that you want in life and need in life are attached to your credit score, which is basically a record of how well you are at paying your obligations back. Okay, so you want a nice car or a new car. You want a good place to stay, regardless of whether you rent or buy. Your credit score is a huge proponent to whether or not you get that thing that you want. So listen, have you ever felt like you've been punished for a mistake you made years ago? That's what bad credit can feel like, but there's a way out, and it's called AVA. When was the last time you thought about your credit score? If your answer is never, you're not alone. But here's the thing. A good credit score, a good score can mean better rates, lower payments, and bigger opportunities. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about AVA. People talk a lot about self-care, but what about credit care? Because it's something that you should really take care of, and it's a huge part of your life. So if you're not sure where to start, you can start with this. AVA is a credit building app that makes it easy to improve your credit fast so you can get better rates on loans, okay, pay off debt faster, and keep more money in your pocket. Most members see their credit go up in less than a week. And for just $8 a month, you can get access to all of AVA's credit building tools. AVA keeps it low stress, low cost, and super transparent. Take control of your credit now. Download the AVA app, spelled AVA, today. And when you join, let me tell you what happens. And when you join, use my promo code THING20.
THING20.
And you'll save 20% for your first year, monthly or annually, your choice. Again, get the AVA app and use my code THING20.
THING20.
So they know that you heard it from me, and get $20 off, 20% off whatever plan you choose for up to a year. Use my promo code THING20.
THING20.
Thanks to AVA, and now go get yourself good credit.
Sorry, the page changed.
Sports ball talk with you, Angel.
What the hell?
It's got a little bit hot in here.
What, the fan? You gonna hop
No, I got a doo-doo. That's really what it is.
Oh, mine's creeping too.
To hold it in. That's
I'm trying
the
to hold
worst.
It because we got to do two.
That one beat comes down. That's your warning.
One beat, and now I'm a little hot. Angel, I must say, you said Las Vegas Aces was winning the finals months ago. How do you feel now that they're up 2-0 in the finals?
That I was right. I just want y'all to know how accurate I am all the time. What did I say about the Super Bowl?
You said the Eagles was going to win.
And then what happened?
The Eagles won.
And then what did I say about your book?
New York Times bestseller.
And then what happened?
It was on that list.
And then you said who's going to be the teams that's up in there?
And you said the Aces.
I said the Aces, and the Aces are going to win. I also said that Miss Wilson would be the MVP.
Four times.
And she is. I am accurate because that is who I am. You can call me Accurate Angel.
Accurate Angel.
So So how do I feel about it? I feel like I know what I talk the talk.
What do you think is the difference this series specifically? Why do you think they're doing so well?
You know, I think they have more to, like, it's one thing, yes, to try to defend your crown. That's one type of motivation. But to have it taken away and to have to get it back,
I think it's
another type of motivation of y'all not gonna lock us out. We about to go in here and y'all gonna be mad. Y'all gonna be mad that we just be getting what we get. But yes. I do think it's just a solid team this year. I do feel like they use Asia very well, as well, along with the other team members. So that's what the other young ladies is what I should have said. The other beautiful young ladies.
You know, they use the other team members. I agree with you. Last game yesterday, as we filmed this, Asia had 20 points in the first half, right? WNBA has 10-minute quarters. 20 points in the half is a lot. Jackie Young followed up with 21 points in the third quarter.
You already tired at the third quarter.
I watched this game, and I was like, they call them Ajax, by the way. And they are looking unguardable. First of all, Asia Wilson is about a prolific scorer as I've seen in the WNBA. Mm-hmm. When she get the midi going, hang it up, flat screen, as Isaiah J would say. Alyssa Thomas was guarding her, foul trouble, can't do nothing with her. She's taller, she's more agile, footwork, left handed jumper. Soft touch. If you get up on her too close, she drives past you. She has this drop step fadeaway that they can't do nothing with her. All they do, they be looking like, hope it goes out. But it be cooking, Angel. They lost Kelsey Plum, who was a great perimeter scorer. And Chelsea Gray was recovering from injury last year. Mm-hmm. She looks, I didn't get to see her the first two titles. But I imagine she's playing on the level she played when she was Finals MVP. Is this going to be Chelsea or Asia?
Asia, you going to repeat all the stuff she does well.
Okay. Okay, we're going to do drop step. Okay, first you got to post up. Pass it to Josh.
Got you, Angel.
Let me take the Reese's Puffs so you have more backboard. Okay, I'm going to guard you. Okay, you going to drop step.
Okay.
Fade away. You can use your right.
I want the ball.
Okay.
Drop step.
Drop step. Fade away. Okay.
You dumped it. Is that a drop?
You dumped
it. Is that drop?
That was a drop step, but then she goes the other way on hers. And then fade away. Yep. First of all, you look like you're doing the Thriller dance. That's what she does. That's what she does. Okay? Now, I want you fade. Drop here with the left, with the right. Pass it in, Josh.
Wait a minute. What am I doing?
So you got it. You get it here. And then I don't know how she does it. She's here, left.
Okay. Turn towards you?
Turn it towards me and away from me at the same time. Ah.
And one.
That was more Alyssa Thomas than anything.
That hurt you, friend.
No.
Sorry.
That was more Alyssa Thomas than anything.
You do it from home. Hold on. Yeah, she got that. She don't always gotta go in.
Okay. Oh, you go. You shoot from distance.
Oh. Hold on.
From the Joshy cam.
Oh my God.
Hold on. One more time.
You more shot it than threw it. I mean, you more threw it than shot it. There you go, Angel. That's it.
There it
Mommy.
Is.
Okay.
We got it. One more time.
We got it. That's it, Angel.
Oh. So I gotta give me
hit in here.
That's where I'm aiming.
Okay. There you go. Oh, now that's what she did.
Oh shit! Okay.
You look like it's going.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, one more.
You got it. No, you got it here.
Oh,
come on, Angel. Focus.
There it is.
Ah!
Angel, aim for right here.
That's where I'm aiming, Kevin. Okay. Look at the see. Your big ass body.
Of course, I was falling when you were there. And that's basically what Asia does, but with more of the latter than the former.
And you don't think we could compete against each other in a basketball game and I wouldn't give you a run for your money. You're confused.
Look at Joshy's shoe. Joshy can do all sports.
Yeah, that looked like mine.
Jab step, money!
Okay. That was good.
The jumper's there, though, Joshy.
Okay,
thank you, Asia.
Go ahead, Kevin, what were you saying?
I was saying you and Asia Wilson, I really can't tell the difference between who's and who now.
I agree.
There it is, Joshy.
One last time.
Joshy, you got to hit it.
I don't want to hit Angel Reese.
Oh, take Angel Reese out of there.
Respectfully.
Nah, she's good.
Protect
black women. All you want to do is protect black women.
Uh-oh. Here it comes. Come back to
That's you. What it is.
Ah.
There it is. Money.
So close. All
right. You know.
You want more tries?
I'll do one more.
One more. Two more. I got one more ball. There you go, Josh. We're at the fair. Oh, Josh, he was there.
Dang it.
There it is.
God dang it.
That's all right.
Okay, now.
You got to do it because you talk all the noise.
I do talk. I know it's harder than it looks. Because there's a light in here y'all can't see.
And then it's tiny hole.
Tiny hole. Like your urethra.
Oh, no.
Wow.
It all got
very the problem is, the ball starts spinning. It starts breaking a different direction.
It's breaking a different direction. Come on, Angel. Give it to me. Angel, there it is, Angel. Oh, come on!
So I love all the... I feel like we're pretty much even right now, Kevin.
I think we're less than even because I didn't even... I'm hitting the back of the rim. It's just not going in.
I'm
breaking
right now. I want you to know that.
Remember we used to do this all day, all the time? Oh my, I keep hitting, but it won't go, Angel.
I just want to be clear that I'm the only one who's made the basket.
Protect back with an Angel.
Now we have to do it, Kev.
I'm the only one that's made the basket.
I will not do another episode before I don't make this. First of all, this is just this is bombs over Baghdad over here now, Angel.
Yeah.
I need a little more touch. I need more touch. Oh my God. Andrew, you're doing good at rebounding.
Yeah.
There it is. Oh my Lord! Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I'm the only one who made it.
Oh my God.
Still the only one. You know, I can coach you all if you all
want
to.
Tell me what to do, Angel.
You gotta really not just aim for this.
Okay.
Aim for it angrily. With your ovaries.
With my ovaries?
Drop some ovaries, Kev.
Big ovaries.
Drop him ovaries.
Uh-huh.
I think I dropped my ovaries too long.
Uh-oh.
Too low. Too much ovaries. There it is.
Nope. No.
You said there it is. It gets further and further away from me.
Angel, are you tired of rebounding?
I'm good.
There it is.
You know, when I...
Josh!
When I...
Maybe I need to say Kobe.
When I mentor my young
Kobe. Kobe! Sorry, Kobe. Okay. Yeah. All right, let me just lay it up.
Wow. Just come back here.
The episode is over. If you're still watching this, maybe I need a jump.
Yeah, jumper.
If you do a little twerk, it also goes.
Okay, I don't know how to twerk.
Yes, you do. Oh, Kevin.
I can't isolate Joshy.
With all that, but it moves all the time.
I can't isolate my butt.
I can just do it. Just kind of just let
no,
it.
No, I'm never throwing that thing in a circle.
Just let it look.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I want it to be over.
Wait, let's start the next episode. It'll all just be this.
Oh, yes. New episode with bonus.
Oh!
How many is that mid?
I don't know, but I
had this one. Oh my God.
Angel, you would have made 15 by now.
I know. I'm trying to tell you. Wow, that was so much worse. This is the thing. Are you doing this on purpose, Cam?
Of course.
Okay.
Oh my God.
You see, Josh?
Oh, man.
There's no... Okay, I'm going to aim for the front of the rim. Maybe the back of the rim is too much.
It's not regulation.
It's not reg.
You need glass back there, man. Let's get a real one.
Don't count these, y'all. There it is.
Okay.
like this morning. You went to here.
That's where you used it.
I know.
When y'all play basketball? In the airport.
I'm 0-80. Angel, oh, I can't stop though. I literally can't do nothing else until I make it. There it is.
Yeah.
All right, I'll make that one the first one. All right, we'll see y'all next week. Patreon, we're doing the bonus now.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Fire. Here's another banger for ya. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.